Thank you, Francis. The final set of news stories for today's recording begin with frustration over ridiculous Christmas postbox closures. A bit unfortunate, considering we have heard from Emma Brennan asking about sending Christmas cards. Everyone has their own traditions at Christmas, be it watching their favorite festive film or sitting down for the King's speech. But for Royal Mail, people are wondering if its new favorite pastime is to annoy its customers after deciding to close dozens of postboxes across the county to install new technology. People affected by the closures, which have appeared without warning across Norfolk, have called the situation ridiculous. Marilyn Northwood, 72, who lives in Drayton, said, "It is just ridiculous. Why would they do this just before Christmas? It's as awkward for people like me as I do not drive. It is not good for local people. No one warned us about it happening, and the people in the post office did not seem to know what was going on either." Mrs. Northwood is among a number of people who have complained to this newspaper about the situation. Several post boxes have been taped off with black bin bags put over them, some for several weeks. They are to be replaced with post boxes of the future. Royal Mail says it will be the biggest change to the facilities in 175 years. The company is currently rolling out updated designs that will allow customers to send and return parcels up to the size of a shoebox. A solar-powered barcode scanner will open a drop-down drawer to place parcels that would not fit through the traditional slot, but the slot will remain in place.
A windswept farmhouse on the edge of the Wash could be Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's new Norfolk abode. For the downsizing, former Duke of York is now said to be moving to the property at Wolferton on the King's Sandringham estate near King's Lynn. Mr. Mountbatten Windsor is being turfed out of Royal Lodge at Windsor after being stripped of his royal titles by the King in October amid the scandal over his friendship with the American paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Over the weekend, it emerged he's expected to relocate to Marsh Farm, a far cry from his former palatial residence, with Run Royal source saying, "Andrew has been told he's off to Marsh Farm. It needs an awful lot of work to be done before it's habitable." The brick and cast stone property on Church Road, which is currently understood to be empty, is said to be in need of renovations, including a new kitchen. The work may well entail beefed-up security, with just a rustic wooden gate separating it from the public road, while the house is also visible from the verge with just a couple of fruit trees on its front lawn. In the event of needing new furniture, Mr. Mountbatten Windsor won't have to look too far when it comes to his bedrooms, for next door to the farmhouse on Church Road stands the Wrought Iron and Brass Bed Company.
The bank, HSBC UK, has extended its branch promise to keep its 327 locations open until at least 2027. This covers its branches in Norwich, Dereham, King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth and Diss. Sally Williams, head of the branch network at HSBC UK, said, "We are investing heavily in our physical network so that we can continue to service our customers, including those with more complex needs, who value in-person interaction for those moments that matter." Parts of Norfolk have been hit by a number of bank closures, including Thetford, which lost its Lloyds and Halifax branches this year. Lloyds also closed its location in Gorston and Fakenham. Research from Which? Revealed that 6,626 branches of banks and building societies have closed in the UK since January 2015, at a rate of around 53 each month. Barclays is the individual bank that has reduced its network the most, with 1,236 branches now closed.
A boy from Norwich has become a world record holder. The child, known only as George, has secured the kids' world record for the most jump rope skips in 30 seconds. He completed in the boys' 7 to 9 year old division and recorded an impressive 92 skips. For more than a year, George has been skipping to warm up for his tennis lessons. Emil Hoffman, CEO of Kids World Records, said, "Kids World Records now reaches young achievers in 62 countries, making it one of the fastest-growing global platforms celebrating children's achievements. We recently released our 2026 edition, the sixth book published by our company, and we're thrilled to welcome George into the expanding KWR family."
And now, our final item reveals what Norwich's favourite Christmas song is. Christmas song, the Christmas song that came out on top, was The Fairy Tale of New York, with 13% of people in Norwich agreeing it was their favourite. It comes as part of a broader study by the greetings company, Thoughtful. The team surveyed people across the country to find out what their dream Christmas day looks like. The results for Norwich have now been shared. They show that most, 48% of city folk, open their presents first thing, before they tuck into their Christmas dinner, watch the King's Speech, and round off the day with some evening entertainment. Some 35% of people agreed that 2 p.m. is a perfect time to eat, and only 26% of the locals said they did not watch the King's Speech. The most popular Christmas film in Norwich is The Muppets Christmas Carol, which won 22% of the votes.
And that's it. We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox. We hope you found something to enjoy. And as usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick, then drop it in a postbox. Don't forget, you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. Now, this is the last recording before Christmas, with our next recording being made on the 30th of December.
Our thanks go to the whole team, over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorse, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard today, what you have enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk.
And with that, it's time for us to go, but don't forget to keep listening for December's Just Talk. On behalf of Team 4 and everyone involved in Chatterbox, we wish you all a Merry Christmas and a peaceful New Year. So from us, John and Marianne, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.